You're listening to Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavin-Pell, marriage and family therapist and relationship coach.
And I'm Molly Livingstone, comedian and ready to get this conversation started. On today's show, we're talking about
understanding your core values.
Which is what exactly?
It's basically really thinking about what's really important to you before you get married. And that really has to shine through already when you're already dating. Because lots of people think, oh, you know, they get very upset when people set them up with people who aren't exactly right for them, or they think the person's way off. And they think more about the chemistry side of things. They overfocus on the attraction. And oftentimes what really goes missing is really thinking about what is really strongly important to you in terms of how you're going to live your life with the other person.
But isn't that like a little bit too much? Like, I just want to go out with someone and have a fun time before I start to think, how are you going to be as a father and how are we going to raise a family?
That's a great point. Yeah, that is a little bit too much to discuss on a first date, but it still needs to be in the back of your mind somewhere. Because what happens time and time again with the couples that I work with is those conversations somehow went completely missing until they suddenly come up and they suddenly have children. And then it's like, oh, did you expect me to come home for dinner? Oh, did you really think that I was going to be like doing math homework with your kids? Oh, did you really think that we were going to be having more than one child? Like those sorts of things like come up and people... I mean, I kid you not, I know a very, very bright woman who somehow forgot to share with her husband that it was important to her to have kids. And after they got married and they were married for a year and she said, okay, let's start working on having a family. He was like, oh, did I forget to tell you I didn't want to have kids? Well, that's a big one.
Wait, these people are ridiculous. They both forgot.
Let me tell you, these people are Ivy League graduates. We're not talking about idiots here. We're talking about super smart people that somehow got caught up in a lot of deep conversation that had nothing to do with how are they going to live their lives. That's pretty darn important, Molly.
I agree. But I'm also thinking about the way we tell women, don't overthink things. Don't put too much pressure. Go out. Meet the person. Don't overanalyze. Okay. And at the same time, you're like, well, actually, keep overanalyzing in the back of your head, because if he doesn't pick up the check after dinner, maybe he's not going to like be good with money, and that's a core value and you're going to have a problem with that. So it's like a little...
Yeah, I hear that dilemma. So what I would say with regards to how core values play themselves out on dates is maybe the first few dates, before things get serious, just have in the back of your mind, you know, some of the things that are really important to you. Have in the forefront of your mind being able to just have a good time with a person, seeing if you like the other person. And then once you see if you like the other person, being able to bring up some of these topics. But the point is they have to come up at some point, not in the first few dates, not until you're actually, I would say not until you are pretty close to moving into relationship mode. When you're in dating mode, that's probably not the place, but you can still tease some of these things out. The idea of having kids versus not having kids, that should come up if that's a really important thing to you. I'm not saying, you know, have up front and center, I want to have 10 children. Are you up for that? Or, you know, is everything in place for that? You know, those are not the kind of conversations you want to be having.
I get to have a lot of sex. Yeah.
Well, that might be one way of looking at it. There are lots of ways of having babies. Yeah, that's just one.
I guess that don't core values also change as you grow as a person? Like some people don't want to have kids and then they do. Some people don't want to adopt and then they do. Some people keep Shabbat and then they don't.
Right. So, I mean, adoption is something that generally would happen. I mean, some people don't go into marriage saying, I want to adopt versus having a child if they could have children. Adoption comes up if usually, and I know there are always exceptions to the rule, but usually in the event that a couple can't have children on their own.
I guess I'm the exception to the rule.
Okay.
Because I have always thought it's important to adopt. And that's my husband, who's Israeli, is kind of like, wait, what? We could have our own kids, and it's very frowned upon in Israel to adopt because it's all complications with religion and conversion and all these things.
Paperwork
they love here. But no, they give you free IVF if you can't have children. They don't understand adoption as I want to save a life. So for him also, it's been this thing like, why are you putting this on the table? And it wasn't something we ever talked about, but it is something I guess that would be a core value in my world.
Okay, that's a great example.
Yeah.
So if that really was important to you, thank you for sharing that one. if that is really important to you, then probably having that conversation somewhere once you were already in relationship mode would have been a good idea.
Shame on me.
Well, that's why we're talking about it now, to help all these other people out there
to
think about the things that are really, truly important to them.
Don't be like me. Don't make mistakes with your core values. Figure it out. write them somewhere.
Well, and as you say, look, I mean, you might not have even been really aware of that until you were a mother yourself, or until you, right. I don't know, maybe. I mean,
it was something that I always thought about, and it was in the back of my mind. But again, when you're dating, you're not like, and when you're young, even when we got married, we weren't even thinking about having kids yet because we wanted to be married and have each other and our experiences together.
Right.
So all of that was like, why would I bring this up right now?
Yeah.
And I literally just didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
To myself or to him.
Let me give you another example that actually has come up for me and Gabby, for me and my husband, for instance. It was always a big thing for me to have big Shabbat meals. It was something I was doing when I lived in the Upper West Side, when I lived in Israel. I always had big Shabbat meals. It's something I grew up with my whole life. And it was something that I was always going to be doing a lot. Now, my husband grew up where they didn't have huge Shabbat meals. His father was hard of hearing. And it was really important for the family to just have a lot of family meals because when there were a lot of people in the room, his father couldn't really be a participant. And that was really hard for them. Like, the core value for us is having Shabbat meals, right? That's important. But how it manifests is a little bit different. So the way we've merged this core value together so that it meets both of us is some weeks we have big fat meals and some weeks we have just family meals. And that actually works really great for us. Now, obviously, not every core value can you parcel out like that.
Mm.
You know, obviously, adoption is like you either adopt or you don't.
You just keep the kid for 2 days a week and he's on his own.
Right. Well, actually, maybe what you would do would be fostering, right? Where you have children that are part of your world for a part of your life and not all the time.
Interesting. Well, I think that, let's say, for people that are listening to this and they're going, what are my core values, who are dating?
Right.
Some people are on the cusp of relationships and some people are in relationships and asking these questions, which I think is really fair too.
Right.
What do you do if you realize you have a core value that is different from someone that you really do care about and you're already stuck with?
So I guess the best thing to do would be if this is something you're really struggling with, to get a third party involved to help you think through how you can actually get your core value met, but in a variety of different ways. You know, I just worked with a couple recently where her core value is, when I'm a mother, I'm going to be a mother for life. Meaning, I don't care if my kid's 50. I'm still that kid's mother, and I'm going to be very involved, heavily involved in this child's life. And the father felt, that kid's 18, that's it. He's on his own. I don't need to be involved in his life anymore. And this is a fundamental thing in terms of how they live their lives. And it's actually something that's kind of made them decide that they don't necessarily want to be together anymore because it really tears them apart in terms of the involvement that each of them has with their children.
Wow.
And it's quite an amazing thing how it's kind of played out. But it was something that they just didn't think about really until they actually got there.
Right. I think most of us are doing that. So
right. But it's the sort of thing that we can think about if we stop and take the time. And that's why it's really important to just sift through some of the things that are really, really important to us and think about. It's really about being mindful about how we want to live our lives and not just letting life happen to us. Because I think that's what happens with a lot of us. It's the way a lot of businesses are run.
Right.
Businesses, you know, a person has a product idea. They say, okay, let's get this idea out to market. They send it out there. And sometimes it'll last for about a year and sometimes it'll last for a lifetime. And it depends a lot on how important it is that the person feels that this product be in the world, right? That's running a business. Here we're talking about family as a business, which is the most important business, in my opinion, that there is. If your family and the way that you live your life is really important to you and you want this to go a long, long time, then having constant conversations with your partner once you're in a relationship. Now, you have to have a conversation with yourself first, obviously. And then, you know, once you're very clear on what's really important to you and once you're in a relationship, not just in dating mode, when you're in relationship mode, that's the time to pull out these conversations.
All right. So this is a good place to end the podcast. And what I'm going to ask people to do is have a conversation with themselves after they listen to this, either talking out loud so you look extra weird, or you can just write it down. Actually, you should just definitely write it down. Keep it for yourself. Remind yourself before you're going out on dates, before you're getting into serious relationships, what it is you want, or
if you need some help figuring out what your core values are and you're not really sure,
you need Mickey.
I
need Mickey. You help me figure it out. You need a relationship coach. So if you're in Israel, I'm going to recommend Mickey. If you're outside of Israel, I'm going to recommend Mickey. Either way, you should find a third source. Maybe that's just writing into our show because we want you as a guest. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, an idea, share it with us. You can write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. Again, you're going to finish this episode. You're going to have a conversation with yourself about your core values.